USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden on Wednesday holding a virtual meeting with governors, mayors, and other state and local and tribal officials to discuss the importance of the $1 trillion Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure package.
The Senate passed the bipartisan infrastructure bill in no small part because of all of you, and a significant milestone in the road toward making what we all know are long overdue and much needed investments. As Gretchen, when she ran, said, just fix the roads. But we're going to do more than that this time around.
According to Republicans, the bill will add $1.75 trillion over 10 years to the national debt. The Dixie Fire burning in California is now the 15th most destructive in the state's history. It's burned nearly 500,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.